Hello, this is Jackie, and I'm coming live. And I just wanted to talk about, you know, what I feel is important with democracy. We need equality. We need corporations. We need empowerment for all people. We need to stop hate against the LGBTQ community. We need to stop hate against the Black community. Any minority community, we need to stop hate across the board. I am, for one, tired of hearing stories about people being killed for no reason. I'm tired of hearing stories that, you know, you want to take away rights from certain type of Americans. I'm tired of hearing stories. This country was built upon multiple religious beliefs, multiple different types of people. And for that, minorities built this country. They helped build this country to where it is today. So how dare you ever say that you want to take away rights to people? If you don't want to service people, you should probably get on an island by yourself and only service your type of person. But this is America. If you don't want to live in a place where we have freedom, there's lots of countries who are out there where you can go and you can join their country and you can have just their beliefs. There's lots of other countries like that. So I feel like you should go ahead and get your stuff, take you and your people to your island over there, or merge with another country and go ahead and be free over there to discriminate against everything that you hate for America, because America is going to be here. We're going to stay the same. We're going to empower people so that we can become number one again. As far as racial issues, we are just, it's disgraceful. I never was into politics up until now. Never. I've always probably advocated maybe for something like, you know, autism or parents or something, but never ever was I a political advocate at all. But when Trump talked about Obamacare and messing with Medicaid waivers and this and that, and talking about banning people from eating in restaurants who are LGBT or being served at a hotel, or they're going to put up a flyer that says, "We serve only straight people." How do you know if someone's straight or gay? I mean, it's very disgraceful. What, are you going to get a ticket if you go there? Not all people look straight or gay. Some are, well, just look normal. It's just disgraceful and shameful that anyone would think for religious freedom that you would have the right to discriminate against someone. If your religious belief, excuse me, is to discriminate against people, you should probably go to another country. Because here in America, we have lots of religious beliefs. We have lots of different minorities, and we accept them all here. Under the Constitution of the United States, you're born here, you have that freedom. That's what makes America great and different. The democracy. We need a leader that's going to respect all beliefs. You should not run for presidency if you cannot be respectful of all differences. You don't have to like the differences, but you do have to respect the differences. When you make jokes about hanging gay people and you think that that is funny, when you have followers who don't have their own mind to think, they use you as their leader to think, and they do whatever you say, you have a responsibility to denounce that, not promote hate and killing. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. You don't see it that way. We do. Affirmative action is still needed. We have a gal who just got, she couldn't even get the valedictorian speech because she was Black. She was the first one. I mean, it's disgraceful. The discrimination. People are getting called because they're Black on the golf course. Walking down the street, a little boy trying to earn money and cut grass. And the police were called. I mean, don't tell me that the racial issues aren't there, Trump, because you know good as well that they are. I mean, you've been sued before because of it. You know the racial issues are there. You know they're there. I mean, you gave the highest clearance to an alt-right person, which is an agency that discriminates against minorities and LGBT and a whole bunch of other things. So you know that we have a major discrimination issue. I don't understand how you could even spit those words out of your mouth. The discrimination, you're taking it to the extreme. You want to make sure that businesses can put up a sign that says, we serve only Christian, non-gay. I don't know how you're going to do that, but that's disgraceful. We're going backwards. Haven't we learned enough from slavery that discrimination is not right? Obviously, you haven't. You want to take us backwards. I'm not sure why, because we've learned backwards could be very dangerous for everyone. So why are you taking us backwards? America needs healing. We need democracy. We need Democrats to get out there and vote and take our country back. We need to limit Trump's abilities to create more pain and hate against everyone. Because, you know, he complained about Obama's farmers' aid. He complained, oh, I would never believe that or do that. And guess what? He gave those farmers the aid that he needed. He gave the farmers the aid. You know why? Because it's election time. Come on. He's no dummy in that way. But I'll tell you what. We've got to make changes. This world is going right on down the tube. Right on down the tube. You don't have to become gay. All you have to do is respect it. That's it. We're not asking you to change your beliefs. You can keep your beliefs. Just be respectful of people and their differences. And with that, I'll see you later. Bye.